This is Comfortably Uncomfortable, the podcast about getting out of your routine comfort zone and feeling a little uncomfortable so that you can have the life that you've always desired. Comfortably Uncomfortable with Stephanie Lee starts right now.
Hello, this is Stephanie, and I am completely, utterly, totally, well, you know what I am, comfortably uncomfortable. And you know what? I hope you are too, because being uncomfortable is the best place on earth. I'm clenching my teeth because I really want to get that across to you. If I could, I would shake it out of you. But it is so true. Getting out of that comfort zone, out of that same old, just awful comfort zone is the best thing you can do for yourself, because that is where your dreams and desires and the results you want are going to be met, is out of your comfort zone and into an uncomfortable zone. You know what? Hey, I just thought of something that I really wanted to add to that, is that it may have been okay 5 years ago, what you're struggling with now, but as we evolve and change, we do need to get out of that comfort zone. That's not our life anymore as we knew it. And so that is why this is so important. We are evolving and growing and getting to a place where it is different and having different experiences and wanting to grow. So that's why this is so important. Okay, listen, let's get started. Last week, I did a bonus shorty episode on forgiveness and perspective. What do they have to do with each other? Well, you need to have a different point of view, a different perspective, if you are going to forgive anybody. And that is something I discovered last week. But I want to add to it. I want to expand on the perception side of it, because that is where you're going to really get your dreams and desires met. Hey, that rhymed. Anyway, that is where they will be met, and they will come together and mesh together, meld together, and you will have the start of a better life. And that is so cool. By looking at someone's point of view and knowing that they are experiencing a different life than you are is the key, because everybody has a different life. Everybody has gone through different things in their life. And so to expect them to have the same feelings as you do about a subject is really expecting a lot, especially someone that's not a close friend. Now, if you are dealing with a stranger or something like I was dealing with, where I had to deal with two or three parties that felt differently and that I didn't really know, everybody had their own opinion about certain things, then this is where this comes in handy. Because if you can get to their point of view and in their mind what they're thinking, then the rest of it is a piece of cake. Piece of cake. Yeah. Okay, so we are going to go ahead and do this. Now, what is the actual definition of perception? Well, of course, it's like we all think, but it has a psychology meaning behind it, a single unified awareness derived from sensory processes while a stimulus is present. We are looking at our five senses. We are defining everything we see and everything we do by our five senses, and that is how we perceive things. And that is so true. And that's what happened to me last week. Well, as you know, I'll just make a recap of last week. Really, I had to go to court for something that Frank, my dog Frank, and I were dealing with where I live. And every one of the parties that met in court have a different perspective on the subject. And I got mad. It's made me really just not myself. And I hate that when that happens. But this is what I learned. After it was all over, and as I said last week, I was walking from the garage to my home, and I realized something, that everybody is a different person and has a different perspective, and everybody is trying their best with what they know how to do. And so that is what you have to do when you're dealing with perception. Okay. Now, why is perception so gosh darn important? And I will tell you why. It's one of the higher faculties of the mind. We all have higher faculties, and that includes imagination, intuition, memory, perception. I mean, it goes on. There's six of them, six higher faculties that we cannot change. It's much like the natural laws of the universe. We can't change them, but we can make them better for us. We can mold them and make our lives different by doing so. So that is why I want to work on perception first, because that is how we see things in our everyday life, in our physical life. right? So that is why this is so important. And I did have a like epiphany moment last week when that happened to me. You change the way you are looking at your life, changing your point of view of you, of who you are, or how the other person is, right? You're changing that point of view. You look at yourself in a different way. Your whole world is going to change if you do that. It really is. Take a bad situation and stop that. Stop hovering over that bad situation. Stop agonizing and trying to make it right, because you're looking at it from only one point of view, and that's your own point of view. Okay, I have a kind of a thing to do a little bit later, a challenge to do, an activity to do. I actually have three. One, we're going to do right by ourselves, and that is so cool. And then two, you can grab a friend or a family member and do it with them. The last two really take about 2 seconds. And this one that I'm going to go into in just about 2 minutes takes a little longer, but it's so exciting. And you can do it with other people in your family, and it's so much fun to do. You know, if you have a bad situation, and there are so many bad situations that people have, financial, relationship-wise, it's just too many bad situations to even count. But if you have a bad situation and you know that it's a bad situation, stop that. Stop immediately. Stop doing what you're doing. And know that you can choose to think and feel differently with no suffering involved. There is absolutely no suffering and no way of feeling like you're being cheated or having any kind of a hard time with it. This is going to be very fun and easy, and really have a good time with it, because the end result will be worth it and you have that to look forward to. You know, that just reminds me, a different outcome in any situation means that you are looking at it from a different point of view. So when you know that you have a financial problem or you're having relationship problems or anything else, you know that looking at a different point of view is always going to work. Say, for example, you're having a relationship problem. Looking at it from the point of your partner or your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or your children helps you understand, well, more about you and certainly more about them and more about forgiveness, which is really what last week's bonus shorty episode was all about. So we know now that we must, can't say that word enough, look at the situation from another person's perception or point of view if we are going to move ahead. And there are so many problems that we just can't solve on our own. So this is something that I want you to do. This is an activity that I learned how to do a couple of years back, and it has saved me so much heartache and so much just turmoil and just so much time and worrying about things. So I want you to do this exercise, and this is something that you can do on your own. You can certainly do it with your family members as well. Okay. So you're going to sit at a table and you're going to write down the biggest problem, one problem at a time, the biggest problem that you are currently struggling with in detail. Is it finance? Maybe you can't pay your rent or mortgage. That's a big deal, right? That would be something that everybody would be able to appreciate. So you can't do that, but write it down. Write it down in detail. Write down your frustrations. Get it all out. And then after that, put the sheet of paper in the center of the table. Okay? Did you hear me? Don't just keep that piece of paper and not do anything with it. Put it on the center of the table and look at the problem you have written down from that point. Then ask yourself, what can I do to solve this problem? You see, you're looking at it from a different perspective all of a sudden. You're looking at the paper that has the problem on it from the center of the table. Okay, so that's the first thing. And you will be surprised how it changes your mindset looking at your problem from a different point of view, which you are doing right now, right? If you're looking at it from the center of the table. Okay, now, if you don't get that answer that you want, and if it's not coming to mind, and if it doesn't help to look at the piece of paper from the center of the table, move your chair. Move to another seat and look at that piece of paper. How would you handle it now? It is such a mind shift by looking at it from another seat. You're almost like saying there's another person at the table with you. And how do they feel about it? That's really what it's like. So look at it from there. If the answer doesn't come, just calm down and play with me a little bit here. Move your chair to the other side of the table from where you started and keep going until an answer comes. This is such a great thing to do, and it is playing with your mind in such a cool way, because every time you move your chair, you're looking at something from a different perspective, and that is so important, and you are looking at it from someone else's view, right? Even if it's your view from a different perspective, you will get the answer that you want if you continue to do things this way. Now, there's another way you can also do this, and you can write down the problem, your current struggle, in detail, and put the paper at someone's place, right? And then you just think about someone that you admire. Maybe it's a best-selling author, maybe it's a scientist or a chef or someone that you really admire, an influencer in your life. And think about how they, in their present state, would answer the problem, would solve that problem. How would they solve that problem? You know, there are different ways of looking at things. So, of course, they're going to have a different perception, right? A different perspective on that. So keep going. Okay, so you move it to one side, and then you move it to another side. You move the piece of paper around the table, and you think there are people that you admire and love giving you their support and telling you really a different point of view. This is a very cool little game to play, and it's exciting because you know that you are changing your perception on the subject. You see, it is our current perception that tells us we cannot solve the problem. If we know that we have someone else's support and different point of view, then all of a sudden the problem becomes, well, easier. But listen here, I have something to say about this. If you want to change your perception of something, you must do something else, okay? You must be aware of where you sit, where you stand, where you hang out, and who, I can't say this enough, I don't want to sound like an owl, but who you hang out with, that matters. And that's why we're doing this exercise. Get all the people around the table, figuratively, not literally, but figuratively, that you admire. Maybe you admire George Washington or Henry Ford or the Wright brothers or anyone else that's in your field of study. Maybe you admire that, Einstein. Get their point of view by doing this exercise. And really, interestingly enough, Napoleon Hill, in the book Think and Grow Rich, had this exercise that he did way back in early 1900s when he was alive. He sat down and had a little bit of a tribunal with all his people that he admired. And they were people that weren't alive anymore or were alive. They just varied in different stages of the time that he was doing this. And so he would do that until he got the answer that he wanted. And he knew it was the answer he wanted by how he felt and how he had gone through the process. Okay, so we got that exercise. Now I have two very strong perception exercises, activities that I want you to do, and they won't take long. A matter of fact, they're going to take like 2 seconds, okay? So grab a friend or a family member, and I want you to get a book out of your bookshelf, get a book, and just put the book, hold the book up to your friend, and say to your friend, what do you see? Your friend is going to say that she sees or he sees the description of the book, what the book is about, right? You're going to say you see the title of the book. You're going to see something different. Your point of view from where you're standing is going to be different than their point of view where they're standing. So as long as you know that, that is so cool that you can think like she thinks. You can turn over the book and look at what she was looking at, but it does take a little discipline. Okay, moving along to the second exercise, which is a lot of fun to do. So grab a friend and just look at each other for about 15 seconds. Just look at the front of them for about 15 seconds. Look at them from the top to the bottom, bottom to top, left to right, and know what they are physically wearing, their clothing, their hairstyle, their clips in their hair, or how they're wearing their hair, if they have jewelry on. That's the kind of thing that I want you to notice with this exercise. Then you're going to turn around, both of you, and you're going to change something that you have on. You're going to cuff your pant, or you're going to change your jewelry, or you're going to take off that earring or that necklace, or you're going to do something different. You're going to cuff your cardigan. You're going to take your belt off, and then turn back around and look at your friend for about 15 seconds and see, just see if they notice what you have changed. You have changed something and see if they notice it. That is looking at something from their perception, right? They're perceiving what you have changed. They are looking at what you have changed and their point of view is going to be different. And you want to see how their point of view is different, how they are seeing that change or how they are seeing that. It's a really cool exercise and you can do this a couple of times and it's fun to do with your children, your family and friends, your spouse. You can have fun with it and you can physically see how you can change something just as quickly as really just 15 seconds and change your perception and your mind. So that's kind of a fun exercise too. Well, they'll probably have a little bit of a hard time with this because it doesn't come naturally, right? We don't want to let go of our own point of view, our own perception of something. So that's okay. But this is a very interesting exercise that you can do just to listen and watch and hear and see your perception and how you perceive the world and how you can open up and see the world differently. You know, all it does is taking a thought in your head to change your perception. You can do it. Maybe it's just thinking, hey, you know what? I'm going to be open to seeing a different point of view, which I did last week with my situation. Maybe I'm going to be open to being just receptive to how another person feels about something. That's all it takes. And that is all about forgiveness as well. So do those three exercises and go back and listen to my bonus shorty episode if you want to know what was going on with me last week. And that is a cool thing too. Listen, you know where we're going right now? Does anybody know where we're going right now? Frank? No, he's not raising his paw. So I'm going to tell you, we are going down to business. Down to business. What does that mean? Well, that means that I'm going to tell you how you can get in touch with me. Well, how can you? Well, you can email me at gettingcu@gmail.com. And you can also go to comfortablyuncomfortable.fm and get to all of my past episodes and share episodes. Have fun with that and listen to episodes. And you can learn more about Comfortably Uncomfortable and a little bit about me if you want to know. And also the links for all the social media platforms are on comfortablyuncomfortable.fm as well. So I really want you to do that. And I really want you to change your perception on a certain kind of struggle that you're having right now. Just do it differently. Just go about seeing a different point of view because there is always, always, always a different point of view with every person that you run into. Hey, that rhymed too. Okay, so anyway, I got to get out of here. But listen, I want you to do these things. And I will be back next week with perhaps maybe another higher faculty of the mind that we are going to use all the time. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.